Saturday night, the North Bay Battalion visited the Owen Sound attack at the Bayshore Community Center for the two squads' final matchup of the season. The home team certainly lived up to their name, as the attack would walk away with a 4-1 win over the visiting troops. Good leaders lead by example, and attack captain Landon Hookey certainly did just that. Leading the way with 2 goals and an assist, he was all over the offensive play for the home team, helping them come within 2 points of the Sioux Greyhounds. Both teams are scratching and clawing for a playoff spot in their respective conferences. North Bay has been in a neck-and-neck race for 8th with the Ottawa 67s in the East, while Owen Sound sits just a few points behind a struggling Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds squad for the final spot in the West. The similarities between these two teams don't stop there. The battalion in their last 10 had a record of 3-6-1-0, while the attack went 4-5-1-0, and before the result tonight they had the same home record as each other at 1-0-1-2-3-0. This tilt was game 2 of a back-to-back, as each team had a 1-goal loss Friday night, the only difference being the troops picked up a point in overtime against the Guelph Storm. Period 1 was a competitive, chippy and frankly uneventful affair, with each team being afforded a shot at the man advantage. The first being given to the attack due to an undisciplined tripping penalty from forward Jacob Therrien, tied at 15th in the league for penalties in minutes. The stalwart defense of the battalion turned away each and every attempt by the attack. Conversely, the battalion were unable to convert on their attempt late in the frame, as Easton Meekish took a tripping infraction himself. Owen Sound, led by former battalion assistant coach Scott Ray, would not miss on their next man advantage. 2.5 minutes into the second period of play, battalion defender Zach Wilson would be called for a cross-checking infraction. Just 38 seconds later, Landon Hookey would get the feed to Pierce Mbuyi, then over to Braden Rogers, 6, who sent a sharp wrist shot through traffic and past battalion netminder McKiver for the 1-0 goal. The attack were moving at just a 15.4% pace on the power play, the fourth worst power play in the league, while the battalion were operating at 78.8% on the penalty kill, 8th best overall. The remainder of the period remained scoreless despite the best efforts of each team, especially the attack, as they were able to fling 14 shots on the net of the visiting battalion. The troops were mostly kept to a few odd chances on rushing plays, with only 6 shots making their way to Carter George in the period. The attack maintained their knack for scoring early in the period due to a drive from Pierce Mbuyi and a finish by Landon Hookey, 22. Just 36 seconds in, Mbuyi rushed through the battalion zone and went for a wraparound attempt that was turned aside, but Hookey was there on the doorstep and was able to whack away at the puck and send it past McKiver to increase the Owen Sound lead to 2. North Bay was gifted a trio of power plays one after the other, including a brief minute of overlap for a 5-on-3 advantage. Cole Zarofsky was sent off for a trip, followed by Jake Crawford for delay of game. Neither of those would be fortuitous for the troops, but as the saying goes, third time's the charm, as the troops would score up a man due to a high stick from Harry Nancy. The visitors would get Carter George moving post to post, as Andrew LeBlanc got the biscuit to captain Ethan Procezin, who shot the puck low on George. The rebound would go all the way to an uncontested Jacob Therrien, 8, to bring the scoreline to 2-1. Owen Sound would apparently take umbrage with their 2-goal lead being broken, as just 12 seconds later, on a beautiful tic-tac-toe play, Kindry Tavarosian to Easton Meekish, 2, and the lead would extend to 3-1 for the home team. In the dying seconds of the game, Carter George would pick up his 3rd assist of the season on the Landon Hookey empty net goal. Final score 4-1 Owen Sound. Final shots on goal 30-24 for the attack. Battalion Goatlander Mike McKiver, who put in a solid performance, was named the game's 3rd star, as he turned away 27 shots to try and keep his team in reach. North Bay's Masson Ray, who was traded to Owen Sound earlier this season from the Brantford Bulldogs, did not play, as he is out indefinitely with an upper body injury. The attack aren't done playing hockey this weekend, as they will have their 3rd game in as many days tomorrow at 2 p.m. against the Kingston Frontenacs. Meanwhile, the battalion will have to wait for their next shot at 2 points as they take on the Brampton Steelheads on Thursday at Bort Longyear Memorial Gardens for a 7 p.m. puck drop.